The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is the Peter Boyles Show.
It is, and we are. Good morning, everyone. 16 November 2020. I'm Peter Boyles. This is the Voice of the People, 710 KNUS. Weather Center weather, 64 the high today, 70 on Tuesday and Wednesday, 73 degrees. Longtime friend and welcome back to the radio show. The one and only David Harsanyi joins us. David, good morning and welcome home, and thanks for doing the show again.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Man, I've been waiting to talk to you all weekend. We're watching all of this. What is next, and the count and recount and hopes for Donald Trump to retain the Oval Office. I won't even set up question. I just want you to talk about what you think is happening, what you think the outcome of this will be. Watching everybody in action, your turn.
Well, that's a big topic. I think I'd say that I'm happy that these sorts of things are going to be dealt with by the courts. This is something that Stacey Abrams didn't do. It's something that the Russian collusion conspiracy people didn't do. They simply, undermined the legitimacy of the presidency and other offices by simply throwing out rumors and never actually prosecuting those things, you know, so they can be litigated. I am skeptical that Donald Trump's going to be able to find the votes in three states, especially in Pennsylvania, which was run like a banana republic, frankly. But that's a different story, I guess. Or maybe it's the same story.
No, it's the same story. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same story. And that itself caused a lot of problems. You can't have the Secretary of State saying that Donald Trump can't win before the election. Mm-hmm. You can't have non-postmark ballots being counted days after the election. Now, even if there's no cheating, that breeds suspicion and skepticism, which it should. So those are all different facets of the same story.
And I come back to it. I want Donald Trump to be the president again. But we've had some really interesting and heated on-air discussions. I loved how you led with it. It is in a courtroom. And there must be proof of voting fraud. And watching Sidney Powell, watching anybody for that matter, say things, and all these Trump confidants saying the evidence of massive voter fraud is being put together, there's going to be arrests, there's a voting scam, the proof will be damning. I'm like you, David. I haven't seen anything yet, and I spend my time chasing this story. Have you seen anything? And I agree with you about Pennsylvania. But first of all, is there enough numbers and those kinds of things? And I don't know. You're, again, if you would.
No, I mean, whenever you have recounts, you know, the best that I've seen historically is like 300 vote change, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Now Biden's over 1% in mm-hmm. Pennsylvania. I don't see Donald Trump finding the votes. Listen, I can't say, there's so many people in the age of Twitter, you have people with videos or they have some theory, this and that. There's just so many of them out there. That's why you need to bring them to court and you need to prove that there was, you know, massive fraud. It seems unlikely to me that Arizona, Georgia and Pennsylvania or Wisconsin, Michigan, you know, that you're going to turn these states and that there was some sort of systemic massive fraud or any kind of conspiracy. I just don't see it now. here's the thing with Donald Trump. He said a lot of things that sounded crazy, and then they turned out to be real,
I agree.
In the beginning.
I agree.
So I'm always open-minded to see evidence, and I don't think people have to run around calling Joe Biden the president-elect before this is all worked out, but I'm skeptical that Donald Trump's going to be president.
And remember, the media called Al Gore president-elect for 35 days.
Right.
So, you know, that part of it doesn't trouble me as much as I'm more troubled by, especially in internet and talk radio on airs and Fox and everybody. And they also, it's almost like building this up. And I'm thinking to myself, we have been through this before. It was called weapons of mass destruction or whatever the hell else, you know, some scam was out there being perpetrated. And this is not a huge win by the Democrats. I mean, you and I, you've talked about it, written about it. I mean, the Democrats didn't have a great year. They were just gunning for Trump. Is that fair?
Oh, no. I think this was this was a very good election for Republicans. You know, someone was mentioning this to me before, and I agree. You know, this was basically the 2016 election over again with a few people changing their mind. It could have been the weather that changed it. It was extremely slim, the margin of victory, in both elections. American people are split. Now, listen, Donald Trump lost this with the entire media constantly banging on him fairly, but most of the time with kind of unfair stuff and made up stuff. And in the middle of coronavirus, a once in a century pandemic. And he lost. Probably, and that's what it is. And, you know, the thing is, we shouldn't worship politicians, and they lose and they win. This isn't going to be the last time you're disappointed in an election,
Will this be the last Republican in the Oval Office in my lifetime?
I'm not sure about that. I've been hearing that forever, right?
Trump's not a Republican. Trump's not a Bushy. He's not a Republican. He's not Romney. He's Trump.
Yeah, and I think he's opened up, his sort of populist economic message, which, as you know, I'm not that crazy about, but I think he's opened up places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania for Republicans. I think he can appeal to middle class and other Latino voters, and you know, nothing's static. It's not, you know, since I've been, you know, I was a kid, but I've been following politics since Reagan, and, you know, I've been hearing how it's the end of the Republican Party. There'll never be another Republican president for since then, you know.
He's not a Republican. The Republican Party, the deep state Republican establishment, intensely disliked Donald Trump. Do you agree?
I think there was definitely a big faction of Republicans that did not like Donald Trump, like his message and like he was. But I mean, you know, parties are a big you know, groups with many different kinds of people, or you can't win, right? And if they're going to say Trump is finished and we don't want him in our party anymore, and people who are like Trump, we don't want them in our party, they're going to lose because that's how it is. You know, they have to appeal to Sunbelt middle-class people in Arizona, and they have to appeal to working-class people in Pennsylvania, and that's what they need to somehow come together on those issues.
Our guest is David Harsanyi. Donald Trump may lose the presidency, but Trumpism was not rejected. And if you look, even here in Colorado, especially these women, Republican women, I've been reading about them, they're all Trump advocates. And they won. There's a woman here, Lauren Boebert, I think you probably know about her. She won. Mm-hmm. And they didn't dismiss Trump. As a matter of fact, I know Lauren went up to Rushmore, her husband rode his motorcycle up. They met with the Trumps. They embraced the Trumps. And I mean, I watched this stuff we were talking about. People who still want to believe that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and George Bush is whatever he is. But getting out of we got out of war. We were saying goodbye to globalism, swearing off these ideological crusades of the Bush-Cheney people and others, and securing the borders. I mean, this kind of stuff to me was like, wow. And then it was Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think people on the left made Donald Trump this boogeyman, but in reality, you know, most people didn't see it that way. Mm. The pollsters were so wrong about this election in every way, even though they may have gotten states right by accident. I mean, I could have called that map myself. I don't need I don't need any kind of formula. And then, you know, everyone said Republicans were going to get killed. And meanwhile, they kept the Senate, they expanded the House into an area now that Nancy Pelosi is going to have a hard time doing anything. I think in many ways, you know, when you saw in Florida, for instance, and places in Texas, I think that the whole socialist agenda type stuff was just rejected completely. And, you know, Donald Trump, I mean, you probably have talked about this, but he upped his numbers among almost all minority groups.
Got more votes. He got, he got like, 2 million or more votes than he got, 3 million, I think, more than he got the last time. The only place the blue wave hit was here in Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when I got to Colorado in 2003, it was a red state, basically. And the time I left, it was a blue state. I think people keep pretending it's a battleground state, but I don't think that that's the case anymore.
Well, that's because the Republican Party's so bad here.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably, I mean, I haven't followed that closely. But, I mean, you know, you got a lot of people. It's a great place to live, and a lot of people move there who bring bad ideas with them. And, you know, they never think for a second, hey, you know, why do I like it here? Why is this place good? You know, why are the taxes low? Why are there less regulations, et cetera? Yeah.
So our guest is...
That's happening in Texas, too, you know, in other places.
Big time.
Yeah.
So, to me, David Harsanyi's here. Donald Trump had to endure daily universal hatred from professional sports, from the academia, from the media, the cultural elites, Hollywood, the music business. The multinational corporation, the Republican deep state, the swamp, State Department, CIA, the FBI. Day in and day, I mean, I am amazed. The guy got like 72 million votes, and he may not have had enough. Wow. I'm still stunned by
kind of, kind of shows you in a way that the media doesn't really matter anymore, I think, because there's never been anything like this. I mean, they mock him now for not accepting the election, but basically they spent 4 years doing the same thing themselves.
Oh, exactly.
But in a much worse way, because they essentially called him a traitor. You know, there were pieces about how he was a Russian agent. We spent years and years on that, and never has there ever been a shred of proof that that was true in any way. And yet more people voted for him than last time. And basically, I think my theory is that a bunch of white middle-class people in the suburbs and a few states got turned off by his coronavirus, how he dealt with coronavirus, which, frankly, I don't think anyone, you know, forget press conferences, but just as a matter of policy, I don't really understand what people expect us to do. But anyway, and I think that that was the difference, and it was a very slim difference.
I agree with you. David Harsanyi's here. For the life of me, when he went and did that Woodward interview, and they used that on him. And, I mean, again and again, I'm thinking to myself, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't do it. Don't say it. The first debate, I want to go, you're being a jackass. Quit it. And I'm a Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a Trump guy, David. I mean, he's the best president to come along since Ronald Reagan for me. And why? Maybe that's what a lot of people are hurting over right now, is what's coming up, what's coming next.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that it's going to be difficult for Joe Biden for many reasons to do much. And I think one of those reasons is that he himself is an unimpressive person in general, and basically was a stand-in against Trump. And there's not a single person I've ever met in my life who's excited that Joe Biden is president, other than that he's not Donald Trump.
There it is.
I think you have a Senate that will probably block most things, hopefully. And you have a House now that has a big problem because you have moderates and you have socialists, and they are going to have a hard time getting on the same page, pushing through any legislation. I do worry that he's going to take up the Obama path of executive abuse, and that's problematic, but that can be rolled back hopefully one day. But I mean, I agree with you on Trump as well. I think my theory has always been if he was only 20% less Trumpy, he'd be one of the most popular presidents ever. But, you know, that first debate, you know, he didn't need to do that. He should have let Biden just speak his mind, which is bad enough, but he didn't. He can't go back. It is what it is. And you can't tell the guy not to be who he is, or he wouldn't be where he is, right? Good and bad.
All the people on the inside who are Trump supporters say the guy just won't listen. And maybe, you know, coming up the way he did and creating the world that he created, you know, he is his own guy. We were talking about that, about presidents that were presidential. In my lifetime, there were two. Barack Obama, who I got huge problems with, but he was presidential, and Ronald Reagan. Reagan was a presidential person. The rest of them, forget about. But...
Well, Can I quickly say something about Barack Obama,
sure,
who's
course.
Back in the news? He, every time I hear him or see him, I say, man, I would love to vote for Trump. Like, he makes me want Trump to be president because I can't stand him. But
absolutely.
The thing is this, he is very presidential.
Yes.
And in his, in very nice tones and intelligent sound bites, he was basically far more authoritarian in practice and
yes.
functionally than Donald Trump ever was.
Yeah, he looked
Donald Trump says media is the enemy of the people, but Barack Obama spied on reporters.
Yeah,
Barack Obama, his CIA spied on senators.
Yeah.
His CIA director lied to the American people about
yes.
being spied on.
Yes.
And he doesn't, you know, and because he speaks in a certain way and he, you know, he has liberal sensibilities in how he speaks and acts, you know, he's not criticized by the people who should be criticizing him and watching him.
I agree. David Harsan is with. I'm getting these emails like, Boyles, you're a closet Biden supporter. You know,
because you don't believe he won.
Yeah. But it's interesting, the world, and we saw it last night and yesterday afternoon in Washington, D.C. Does anybody, David Harsanyi, so I'm a big fan. Does anyone really believe that Black Lives Matter and the anarchists and the rest of these extreme leftists, these, that they are now going to go away because Joe Biden won, if that's true? They've just been emboldened. Joe owes them, does he not?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go away. I think they're going to demand more. And the way that I hate to beat on this all the time, but the way that the media covered for their violence and tried to make it about Proud Boys or whatever and right wing violence, even in D.C. where I live, the other day you saw Antifa people punching, you know, cold cocking Trump supporters and things like that. I think when you dehumanize someone, you keep calling them Nazis and stuff like that, then violence in your mind is okay, or you know, you can look the other way. And I don't think that that's going to change. I hope it does.
No.
You know, this is like the fourth presidency now where you're going to have a large number of people who don't believe in the veracity of the election. And that's a problem. You know, you had it with Obama. You had it with Bush, you know, and Gore, Bush v. Gore. And now with Trump and the Russia thing. And now you're going to have it here. So I think that that also adds a bit, an element to it that is bad for the country.
David Harsanyi, Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS. No, I mean, close to 72 million people voted for Donald Trump. And what's interesting to me now, these same people who caused the wound now say we have to heal. This wound was caused by them, the things that were said about Donald Trump. And said, by the way, about agencies that are starting with three letters, CIA, FBI, DOJ. These are the people who are the deep state. These are the swamp. This is the swamp, swamp creatures. And they do this to Trump. And then they all stand around and go, let's heal. And I say, no, I'm not going to heal. I'm very sorry. I'm not healing. And watch what you did. You continue to do it, even though it looks like your boy won. You still punched little old ladies behind the back of their head last night in Washington, D.C. So why am I going to heal? David, tell me why I should heal.
Well, you always hear this when Democrats win, that there should be unity. Well, you know, I am fine with having unity in my community or having unity in, you know, in my school, where my kids go, et cetera, et cetera. But politics is not where we have unity.
No.
That's where we have disagreements. And their version of unity is just to fall in line and, you know, and support them in whatever they're doing, where you're not patriotic, et cetera. And, I don't want to do that. And you're right. The last 4 years have been terrible. I mean, I remember initially saying there is something wrong with this Russia conspiracy thing you've come up with, and being called, you know, unpatriotic, or again, not by some like rando, but by people who write in major publications. I have zero interest in uniting with them in the future because they obviously just want me to capitulate to whatever they're saying. So unity is not good. I don't really need to heal because politics isn't my religion, so there's nothing to heal. You know how I heal? By trying to stop them from doing things
that make it therapeutic. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, one of my favorite books about Trump and Mrs. Clinton was that book Shattered, which I think is great. And they describe in the end where she's drunk and she's at the Javits Center. And actually, Barack Obama had to call her and say, you got to call him, you're beat. And she wouldn't call Donald Trump. And then Podesta goes out on the stage and says, the battle continues. She's already given it up. Next morning, when they clean her up, walk her out there, what's the first thing she says? Resist. She didn't say, we're going to heal. And then for the last 4 years, right. She's been the real president. Screw her, screw that, and screw them. And if they think
right, they have never admitted that Donald Trump really won.
No,
they still
not.
Say that he had stolen the election through some kind of Russian connection.
No, of course.
I don't even understand this.
No.
They pretend that Facebook ads won the election, but then they can't contemplate that perhaps votes were changed. I mean, you know, I agree. I think Trump lost his election. But why is it so crazy for what he's saying is no far less crazy than what they were saying?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for the wait. I go back 37 days that President-elect Gore was there, and then one of the great times in American history, George W. Bush. But regardless, that's how it shook out. But I'm still looking for evidence. And I've been spending afternoons and spent yesterday afternoon after my grandson and I watched the Bronco game. After that, I'm looking and I'm reading what people are saying. There's all these charges of dead people voting in the Philadelphia poll watcher. There's corruption at the highest levels, but they don't name the poll watcher. And I agree about Kathy Brockvar, who is that Secretary of State. She's a Trump hater. And she issued all this confusing guidance. I don't trust it, but you got to show me something.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing in Pennsylvania. You have Josh Shapiro, I think the guy's name was, who said, you know, Trump can't win this election. But let's be honest. I mean, you had Pelosi and Adam Schiff saying, if Trump wins, it's stolen, like before it even happened. So, you know, that created a lot of problems as well. Now, I think Trump's going to leave if he loses and none of this shakes out, which I don't think it will. And I don't know if he'll concede or not or whatever, but it doesn't really matter. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that you have to make a concession.
That's right. You don't. You don't have to.
Yeah. And there's nothing in the Constitution that says that I have to call Biden president-elect or I'm some bad person.
No, and they're doing – or the one that dawned on me and somebody said it happened, the media started using this term last week. From the office of president-elect. I'd never heard that before. Listen for it. I call it. From the, it was CNN and MSNBC. From the office. I didn't know there was an office of the president-elect. Okay, your last comment.
No, it's just like, you know, it's Calvin Ball. They're just constantly creating new rules that benefit them, and the new way that we have to deal with things when it benefits them. And Listen, I don't want Biden to succeed. That's very simple. Unless he does things I want, then I want him to succeed. And that's how politics has always been. Republicans don't get special rules.
Here's my last question to you. As they say in the tractors, does he make a full pull? Or is he, are we going to say President Harris? Serious question.
Listen, people aren't going to browbeat me down when I, you know, and they try to. I don't think that Joe Biden is going to be a capable president
don't
in
either.
4 years.
Don't either.
He cannot pull together coherent thoughts quite often. And he is, you know, everyone ages differently and he has aged pretty badly. Oh. So I don't, you know, it is what it is. And I hope he, you know, I don't wish it upon anyone, but I don't see him running for a second term at the very least. And,
We'll
see what happens.
You know, yesterday, the big highlight, and this is the stuff I hate about the networks. Joe Biden went on a bike ride. They showed 5 seconds of Joe and the missus pedaling the mountain bikes. All that is to show you that Joe's fit. How about when Joe ran the Saturday night when they were claiming victory and Joe did a dog trot? You know, screw you. Walk out to the ring to fight, you know. But that's all showing you that Joe is really a vibrant fellow. I'm an old man. I know what it feels like. And Joe on a mountain bike yesterday, and it was a third story on two different newscasts. Joe's on a mountain bike ride with, she's always Dr. Jill. Dr. Jill, quit it. Quit it. You know, quit it.
I have a policy number. I only call people who can give me morphine, doctor. Other
that's
than
right.
that, I don't. Do not.
Oh, David, I miss you, man. Hope all's well. We'll start getting you back here more often. We don't spend enough time together. David Harsanyi, everyone. You take care of yourself, sir. You're the best.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, David. All right. I'm going to say Dr. Julie McCallan. It's top of my list. I'm going to see her today. Changed my life. You're ready to focus on making the most of your life. Dr. McCallan and the doctors at Cenogenics can help. Getting older can be a challenge. Taking care of your body, you can move through the older years, feeling at the top of your game. Dr. McCallan, help you in your metabolism and hormones, get everything back together. I like Harsanyi's line, unless they can give me morphine. Call today and start your journey back to health. Dr. McCallan changed my life and my daughter's life. She and her partners will do the same for you. Jackie answers the phone, 720-387-3681. Jackie will answer. and you arrange the free 20-minute phone call. It is, especially now, with everything going on, talk to her. 720-387-3681. The website is denver.cenogenics.com. Dr. Julie McCallum, 720-387-3681.
Listen live at radio.com.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt. Join me at 9, right after Pete on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Morning, everybody. On a Monday, back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Stefan this afternoon. Monday morning, November 16th, 64 degrees. Tomorrow, 70. I was telling Billy, there's so many great things to read. And I got a couple new books yesterday. One is To Start a War about Bush and Cheney. And a new book on pro wrestling that's just great. But here's a fun fact, and this one chilled me. Lenin's cook. Maybe we ought to do this as a contest. Who was Lenin's cook? Lenin's cook was Vladimir Putin's grandfather. That's chilling. Lenin's cook, his chef, his cook, was the grandfather of Vladimir Putin. Woof. According to a recent survey, 51% of U.S. adults believe COVID-19 is the economy is worse than the Great Recession. So whether it's a job loss or helping adult children financially, we need to be smart with our money, with our budget. We need to do what we can do to protect ourselves. If you're a homeowner and you've not taken advantage of these low rates, something, man. American Financing, free mortgage review. I've been telling you about, able to help you save $1,000 a month. They did it for me. American Financing, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Call them up this morning and get it underway. Who knows what, you know, what's going to come our way now. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate, 303-695-7000. Okay, let's start here. Start at the top. Hey, Ruth, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Okay, so today is the last. It's good to talk to you and all of your friends. You have a lot of friends.
Right.
So today is the last day at 5 o'clock for people who were in Boy Scouts to report to the attorneys that they were abused.
Okay.
And so. You've probably heard about the sexual abuse of Boy Scouts.
Oh, sure.
Okay. There was a famous journalist, Patrick Boyle, who wrote a book about that, Scouts Honor. He wrote a book about the pedophiles. Mm-hmm. So not only were these people sexually abused, but there's an Order of the Arrow that is a 24-hour orientation or like induction. And in this, my dad and my husband and other people I know, a couple other people I know were inducted into this. It's a 24-hour initiation. They can't talk. They get very little food. They can't wear clothes. They only get a loincloth. And they sleep alone in the woods, and they have to do hard work. So this is abuse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
And my...
Where does this go?
My husband was in this, and he became severely mentally ill. He became severely mentally ill in 1972. My father was in this, inducted into this, and I and seven of us siblings were at the campfire, and at this campfire there's these naked Boy Scout leaders, all they had on was a loincloth.
Okay, but stop here because of full lines and everybody's going. So where does this go? So today is the last day.
Today is the last day for these people to report to get some kind of monetary compensation. The Boy Scouts of America declared bankruptcy. So that's why they put a limit on when these boys...
I was aware of that. The Catholic Church and the Boy Scouts.
Right.
Yeah, no,
and
you're right.
There's a verse in the Bible in Matthew 18:6 that says, if you offend one of these little ones, you should have a millstone hung around your neck and be drowned in the sea.
Agreed.
Most of these people are psychopaths. They will never repent.
Most molesters are straight males. They call themselves whatever they call themselves. But I'm reading about the Cardinal McCarrick, and how there's a whole movement now inside the Catholic Church. And everybody, all of us, myself included, and I'm not religious, but on John Paul II. And now, you know, the cult of John Paul is being dismantled because he covered up for McCarrick. He covered up for all kinds of sexual abuse of children. And that's the truth about John Paul. And John Paul II centers here in town. Everything's all about John Paul. But apparently, the really interesting and deep dives that they've done on John Paul, particularly with McCarrick, that he covered up and elevated him, knowing full well that he was abusing children and abusing, you know. So your point is so well taken. Thank you so much. Be brave. Thank you. Twin Aspen Dental Center is open. If you need some specialty work to make your smile beautiful, need a family dental clinic for your checkups and cleanings, Dr. Brian Richter is your guy. He's my dentist, family dentist. We trust him. Pandemic or not, keeping the patients, employees, and the community safe is their top priority. Treat every patient. If they're infectious and they maintain top-notch infection control protocols, keep the team, keep the patients safe. Experience the same quality of care my family has. And I tell you what, I mean, just a good guy, and the team is the best. The dental clinic's the number one, and they take care of smallest cavities to total dental makeovers. Even in the middle of all of this, people have problems, and be confident. Become a new patient. Here's the door kicker. You'll receive free teeth whitening for life. Be patient today and get free teeth whitening for life. Call them at 303-841-7466. Make the appointment. Truly, I mean, he's the man. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, 303-841-7466, online, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. All right, we go here. How about Frank? Frank, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
Hey, just jumping back to what you guys were saying earlier about not being proof, and I think you brought up Kyle Clark's name, too, about something.
Not today.
Not today. Okay, well, that might have been something else I heard. Are you aware of the executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election?
That was issued
on September 12, 2018.
What? Who did it?
It's an executive order by Trump, right. 2018,
well, foreign,
September
foreign,
12th.
Foreign intervention in elections is illegal anyhow. But assume,
correct.
I assume that he did it.
Okay,
I don't know anything about that, but I'll assume. Go ahead.
This order set up, and I can send you to the White House.
You can read it for yourself.
That's the order that we're talking about here is what's being used to keep all this evidence that we're not seeing
Come
yet.
On,
it's
please.
About a 45-day collection. Now,
please.
Here's why I'm saying it like that. Imagine this. So I know people that work on Dominion voting. Okay, any of these people would come up to you and say, "We'll sign an affidavit saying there's no way they could have done anything to the election while we were using this voting equipment." Because on the front end, putting your votes in, it looks very, very good.
Name the persons that you know that work with Dominion and what they said and where they said it.
Joel Olson in Parker right now, in Parker, Colorado.
I can get you in touch with him. Who is he?
A business person in Parker who's gotten a lot of heat right now for talking out about this. And he's putting together a lot of the evidence. Where I'm going with it, just for this conversation, is that for 45 days, what they're doing with the Dominion is they're showing that the behind the scenes, the people that sign off on the counting of the votes, are the ones manipulating it.
Individual states control. I mean, again, you're doing something, and I love this call.
Essentially, the Dominion software pulls all that into a central location. In other words, Dominion could have been hacked from Spain or Germany or anywhere else on the planet. It didn't have to take place right there. And that's what
because this is maddening to me, because it isn't evidentiary, but it's okay. Tell me when and where we're going to see all of this put in front of the American people.
By December 6th.
It has to come soon.
It has to come sooner than that. I know, but it's not going to, because this is something that's been going on for two years.
But see what you're doing. No, listen to me.
Order.
With respect, you're giving yourself an out card. These are the people who say they moved the weapons to Syria. This is the same.
But the thing is, I don't have to run from this. My point in this is that I'll stand with this stuff too. I'm not an anonymous person. I've been calling your show for 20 years.
If you can get all of this, and you can prove massive election fraud that turned this state of Colorado, that Donald Trump lost by 400,000 votes. Nobody rigged Colorado.
They did.
Oh,
Colorado is so rigged, buddy. Come on.
Come on.
I'll tell you why.
If that's okay, if you want to believe it.
Well, it's not.
Did they steal? Did they steal? Did they steal? Did they steal it from Cory Gardner?
I think you and I talked about that. Cory is on the other side.
Well, no, that's not what I ask. Did they steal the election from Cory Gardner? If they stole it from Donald Trump here in Colorado, which they did not, but if they did, why didn't Cory Gardner then win?
He's
a Republican.
This Dominion thing is really focused.
Stay at my question. If Donald Trump was stolen, was it stolen from Cory Gardner?
Well, I don't.
Please answer my question.
Cory Gardner stuff.
I don't care.
I don't know.
You're talking about the ballot.
I don't know if it was stolen from Cory. I know that nationwide, what was set up 2 years ago was a sting operation.
If you're going to steal it from Joe Biden in Colorado, why not take it and steal it for Cory Gardner and let him go back?
The CCP.
No, it's a question for you. No, it's a question for you. You're making the charge. You listen to me. Stop right there, please. You're making the charge that Colorado was rigged. Okay. Then if you're going to burn Trump, which you claim they did, or they did not, did they burn Cory Gardner?
I don't think so. I don't think they had anything to do with each other. I know that you think they do, and that's fine. But I don't think they do.
Listen to me.
I
you got a ballot. You got.
So, so, do I want to get you in touch with Joel. All right,
do that. Have,
I
have
put
Joel
the
call
evidence
me.
In your hands.
All right, that's
okay,
good.
I want
right.
to put the evidence.
I'll
in
see
your
the
today.
Evidence then. All right, man. 303-696-1971. What do they say? Lie on one. If you're going to steal it, hell, did you steal it from Cory Gardner? No. Were the polls accurate on Cory Gardner? Actually, they were short. They had Cory Gardner. They said he's going to lose by 14%. He only lost by 10. 400,000 people in the state of Colorado voted against Donald Trump. They didn't rig it. They didn't steal it. The Republican Party in Colorado allowed all of that to happen. They kept Trump out of here. They attacked Trump. Trump quit coming here. Trump got beat. It wasn't stolen. It wasn't rigged. I mean, imagine, did they steal it from Cory Gardner? Hell no. That's why it's difficult. I mean, this is so maddening at this point. It's so reminding me of so many different things. Groundbreaking advanced FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Restoration is finally here in Denver. This stuff works. You got a receding hairline, you got a bald spot, you got thinning hair. Dr. Tanya Pauls, and if we went down here, it's the best. And Farah and the people who run this, and the whole place is run by really great women, highly experienced team. She's the surgeon. State-of-the-art technology, the best of the best. Did you get a chance to look at the top of your head? Have anybody said to you, man, you're really losing your hair? Advanced FUE treatment takes 1 day. It's pain-free. Your new hair starts growing the very next day. It's 100% guaranteed. Advanced Hair, you always receive the very highest standard of care, well beyond CDC guidelines, celebrating Advanced Hair's grand opening in Denver. Special financing, $250 off, and 250 free hair grafts. If you just want to know, 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. 1 day treatment, life-changing results. Your new hair is 100% guaranteed to grow. 720-459-HAIR, or just look at them on the internet, advancedhair.com. Hold on, Billy. I got to read this one. This is what the show's turned into. You're so full of the S substance that your eyes are brown. Boyles, you are a closet Biden supporter. I don't know, you guys. F you. That's brilliant. You know, it's something that this is important, and this is far less important in the world than weapons of mass destruction and the Bush-Cheney lies. But this is unequal to, I mean, this is probably right there after that. It's not as important as Obama's life story, which was a lie. I mean, these things, it wasn't important as players in sugar or heroin injection or creating DIA or Patsy Ramsey. But it's maddening that this is in your face. And you can't, it's like we went through this last week and went through it once about 6 months ago. There is no historical Moses. Moses did not exist. He's a mythical figure. He was created. The need to create him is the story of Moses. They created Moses. Moses is a creation. So 600,000 people up in the middle of the night walk out of Egypt, men, women, and children, all your slaves. There's not a mention of it anywhere. Ramses II, they kept records on everything. All the frogs crawl out and eat everybody. The firstborn all die. There's no mention of it. Killing firstborn is a big theme in the Bible. It's been going back. They always kill firstborn. There's 600,000 people up and they go up and leave. No mention. For 40 years, they walk around something that you can cross in 4 days or 3 days. There was no Moses. I'm sorry. There was no Moses. We're back after this.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Stevie Wonder, 710 KNUS. Got some great email. It's 8:49. We've contacted Randy Corcoran to see if we can get this guy on tomorrow. I want to listen. So Monday, 64 will be the high. Here we go. You're too negative. Your roots are showing again, which I guess means whatever that means, growing up in Pittsburgh. Vacation plans. That's my good one. Perhaps you should. Right. Here we go again with Moses. Stop that. Next one. Trump derangement syndrome, not Cory Gardner derangement syndrome. Why would national fraud open up additional risk with that race? Oh, I see. So, oh no, holding the Senate would be a... Never mind. You are so full of it. And it goes on. Call me after work. try a little prayer. And those are all working. All right. The problem is, they're just like they're attacks, personal attacks on me. The truth is, and it's cool, you know, I got big shoulders, we'll read them on the air. What I think is interesting is not one, here's the proof, Peter. Here's what you're talking about, Peter. Here's the evidence, Peter. You know, again, I love talk radio. No man its master. I'm open to anything. You got to make the show work, but you got to do the truth. And a lot of people have thrown that aside, and their emotions get in the way. You ever feel conflicted when somebody on the street asks you for money? Here we go. And you want to help, but there is a better way, and it's making a donation to Step Denver. I was, again, over the weekend on a bike, saw some things. What this city's turned into under Senator-elect Hickenlooper and what happened with Michael Hancock. Those ads that Cory Gardner ran about showing the homelessness, boy, those were great ads, weren't they? So when Bob Cote, and I've met Bobby, it's been 30 years, Step Denver is a proven solution. I can tell you what, men they serve are worthy of your support. Colorado Gives Day, December the 8th. Step Denver is counting on people like you to invest in the men who are interested in helping and doing but for themselves, becoming sober and getting a job. Every day, men walk through the doors of Step Denver on Larimer right in front of Coors Field and make a commitment to attempt to stay in sober and work and accountability and recover their lives. Not these fools, Parvinsky and these rodents that run the system now. Step really makes change happen. Every dollar you donate turns into $7 of impact. Don't wait till December the 8th. Schedule your tax deduction donation today, coloradogives.org/Denver. Again, they're the best. They're the, please help them out. Where do we go here? Is it down three? Pat, you're on a radio show. Good morning. Hey.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, man.
I need a tag team partner, buddy, yeah. And I know you're the guy.
That's right. We'll hold the straps. Yeah.
So if we can, if Trump's clock is ticking down, just wondering if you can put a movement together to petition the White House to grant a pardon to Colonel Terry Lakin.
Yeah, we've tried that. Thought? We have tried that again and again and again. I think that's the last of his, or least of his issues right now. But we tried this when he won to get Terry.
Well, but don't you think we'd put a finger in Obama's eye?
Yeah. You know, what happened to Colonel Lakin or Dr. Lakin, again, was part of that mystique of Barack Obama. Terry Lakin, who's listening yep. this morning, he told the truth. This guy's life story. I'm on your side. I think that right now the Trumps and those guys, they're in the bunker. Maybe. I appreciate it. All of you listening, I don't know what to tell you. We'll leave it go. We'll do it again tomorrow. Belief is powerful, like There really was a Moses, Peter. No, there wasn't. He was a historical figure, like King Arthur. If you want to believe it, knock yourself out. Truth will set you free. 64-hour, the high today, 70 tomorrow, and Stephens this afternoon, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. I got lots of ways to prove massive election fraud. Okay, we need to see them. 710 KNUS, take care of yourselves. Thanks, Billy.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.